Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. It's 6:45. Governor Susana Martinez says she's encouraged that a sweeping plan unveiled by the Trump administration calls for investment in rural infrastructure. The two-term Republican governor was among other leaders around the nation who met with President Donald Trump on Monday. Trump's plan is centered on using $200 billion in federal money to leverage more than $1 trillion in local and state tax dollars for new investments and repairs of crumbling roads and airports. It also calls for a streamlined permitting process to get projects going. Advocates for a New Mexico state constitutional amendment to boost spending on early childhood education across the state are holding a series of candlelight vigils. The action on Monday was in support of a measure that would tap more money from a state sovereign wealth fund. Alan Sanchez of the New Mexico Conference of Catholic Archbishops says several faith-based advocacy groups consider the funding proposal a moral imperative. The House has approved an amendment to distribute an additional $150 million each year to daycare and preschool programs. Senate approval would send the issue to a statewide vote in November elections. Critics of the plan say it risks drawing too much money each year from a fund seen as a trust for future generations. On the Tuesday Health Watch, healthcare experts warn consuming alcohol can be a bad idea when it's cold outside. Sam Baker talked about why with Dr. Gilberto Salazar of Parkland Hospital and UT Southwestern Medical Center.
What I hear most often is, well, you know, I drink a little bit to keep myself warm and to celebrate the holidays. And that's what gets people in trouble a little bit, the combination of alcohol and the cold weather.
It seems to create some kind of warm feeling in you, but what exactly is that?
Well, what alcohol does, it dilates your little blood vessels at the surface of the skin. And so that gives you a nice, cozy, warm feeling. But essentially what you're doing is you're drawing all that heat from the core of your body out into the surface of your body. So you're really losing body heat.
So it's misleading then.
It is very misleading, and especially with the alcohol levels, take away your ability to understand what's happening. You may not understand that you're getting very, very cold, and that gets people in trouble, especially if they're out and about.
So you think you're getting warm when in fact it's just the opposite. You're getting cold or maybe even colder.
That's exactly right. And we see a lot of unfortunate patients every year who've been doing some drinking. They go outside or they've been partying outside and they get very cold and very sick.
Does the same thing happen with caffeinated beverages?
It's a similar situation. Caffeine raises your blood pressure and your heart rate, so also gives you a bit of a warm, cozy feeling. Doesn't necessarily raise your temperature.
Hot chocolate or coffee.
Well, that'll work. Actually, the warm liquids do provide some elevation in your temperature inside. So it's not necessarily the caffeine, but the temperature of the water that actually heats you up. So if you're looking for a good way to heat yourself up during the winter, a warm drink is actually a very good idea.
How bad can this get if you're not careful with alcohol? Are we looking at hypothermia? Eventually?
Yes, sir. You can get really terrible hypothermia. And so we've had unfortunate cases of people passing out when they're outside drinking. And the hypothermia makes their heart extremely sick. These patients come in very critical condition. And their resuscitation can be very, very difficult.
How much time would have to pass, say, between the time you were consuming an alcoholic beverage to the point that hypothermia might creep in?
It's very, very fast, especially if you are not taking any measures to warm yourself up. You may not know what's happening. In a span of less than 30 minutes, your body will begin to experience hypothermia. Once hypothermia sets in, your level of cognition and of understanding goes further down. And so that gets patients in trouble very quickly.
Do hospitals see this problem a lot?
We see that quite a bit, especially in these frigid months. A lot of our patients who may be homeless or do not have access to a shelter, maybe outside. Some of them do have history of substance abuse and they use alcohol for various purposes. And these are some of our most vulnerable patients, and we see them very, very sick in the emergency department.
When it gets to that point, then, how do you treat that?
When they come in, our main priority is to stabilize them as best as we can and begin very aggressive warming measures. And these patients don't do very well unless we are able to bring their core temperature to a normal level.
During cold weather, what are things to stay away from and things that are okay to consume if you're looking for something to warm you up.
Warm liquids are always advisable. You mentioned hot chocolate. That's a great alternative. A little bit of coffee. It's always better to dress in layers and be able to shed off layers rather than be underdressed and then figure out that your core temperature is dropping and dropping. And if you're going to be doing some drinking, especially outdoors, make sure that you have a designated person who is not drinking, who's able to look out after you.
Dr. Salazar, thank you for being with me.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.